Welcome to the Medical Management Podcast, a podcast focused on helping you level up your practice. Through interviews with some of the most successful leaders in the industry, we help uncover resources, tools, and ideas to help you level up your practice. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy today's program. In part one of this interview, we talked with Jesse and myself. You know, we started this new Living Your Values mini-series here. And what we're trying to do is communicate how we live, what are the pillars that support us, right, through our values. And this is the second part of the intellectual curiosity value of MedMan. And so we're going to jump in. We've got Jesse here, right-hand man, and he's going to knock it out of the park again. And Jesse, thanks for being here. Welcome back, all that good stuff.
Thanks, Jay. Bar's high.
Everybody. You know it on purpose. Yeah. So let's just jump into it. You know, a lot of this is going to be about recognition of this value, maybe talking about what works, what doesn't. And so let's get rolling. So part of our roles at MedMan is to determine whether someone lives our values. How do we do that? How do we know if someone is intellectually curious or not?
It's a good question. If I had to put in bullet point form, I'd probably say it's three things that I look for and that I think you do too. Point number one, I want to know what their style is for consuming information. Are they an avid book reader? Do they listen to podcasts? What is it that helps them aggressively consume as much information as possible? I'd say the second thing is, what does their group of people around them look like? Have they positioned themselves well with peers and mentors and mentees around them so that they can continue to pull in information from the best people that they know? And thirdly and lastly, it's, you know, are they excited about something? Are they passionate about something? Is there a topic that they love to spend time growing in? Or is there something new that they've been introduced to that they just have a certain excitement about? Those are the three things that I look for: aggressive consuming of information, a good peer and mentor atmosphere around them. And lastly, are they passionate or excited about learning?
I love it. Let's get more specific.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the aggressively consuming information. What's that look like?
I love to ask people about what they're reading or what they're listening to. And with the right people, it usually sparks a conversation of, oh, yeah, I've been listening to this podcast. It's absolutely incredible. This interview you did was spot on, and it changed my thinking. You know, you should listen to this. Or maybe they're breaking out their book list and they're like, look, I'm listening to this book and I'm reading this book at home. Whatever it is, whether it's podcasts, books, white papers, conferences that they're going to and listening to people, whatever it may be, you know, is their filter pretty wide in bringing in new information, or is it closed off? We'll talk about opposite traits of curiosity, but that's probably one that always puts me off the most is, look, I don't really have time for that kind of stuff. And it always blows my mind because everybody has time for the stuff they prioritize, right? And so I want to know, are they prioritizing those things? So that prioritizing learning in their life.
You're absolutely right. We have time for the things we make time for. Mm-hmm. And most of us have plenty of it. We're poor prioritizers. So yeah, good stuff, certainly the consuming of. And you know, today it's a lot easier to consume information, great information. And hint, hint, this podcast is a pretty good one.
It is.
So you get bite-sized really boosts of ideas and information in a really consumable way. So it's really tough for those that have excuses for not having time or access to really great info. It's a hard argument to make.
And usually, and I'm sorry to interrupt you,
yeah, Jay,
usually like if you dig into it, it's one of two things that's preventing them from having that time. Either one, they have time for the wrong things, right? If we jump into it, we start talking about all of our favorite Netflix shows. Obviously, there's some difficulty in recognizing what you're prioritizing. And then there's other people who, you know, maybe they aren't. They don't have time for TV as well, but their life is so stressful, so chaotic, so consumed in maybe work or something else that you're right. It doesn't allow for that time, but it's your choice to stay in that situation or let that continue to be and not allow you the time and ability to grow.
You're absolutely right. You know, just a little personal clip here. I've struggled with what to do between 8 and 10. You know, I've got three young kids, 3 to 7. And by 8 o'clock, I'm exhausted. And the TV versus a book versus anything else is a challenge. You know, it's just like, man, that's energy and that's not. And I'm going to take the path of least resistance. And you know, what I fight with that is to say, well, when I wake up in the morning, I'm not burnt out. So why am I making the choice to stay up from 8:30 to 10:30 when I could just as easily go to bed at 9 and wake up an hour, hour and a half earlier, be refreshed, and then actually start feeling good about what I do in that time. And it's not to say that there needs to be downtime, but I think to your point, I think in the last episode, I think reading is actually very relaxing and it's very rewarding. And so just takes a little bit of to change your habit. You certainly have to put a little energy in to kind of kickstart this. Yeah. But yeah, we all have opportunities to change the environment that we create for ourselves.
And hopefully if you're curious, you're going to go out and you're going to learn what it takes to expand on your ability to be more curious, right? You're going to learn more, right?
Like
you're going to think about your day. You're going to think about what works right. You're going to put things in place to make it easier or harder to do what you want to do or don't want to do. That curiosity trait allows you to be more curious, right?
100%. Yep. It's a beautiful snowball effect that, works out. Okay. So yeah. So let's jump into the next one. I really like the deeper dive. So what, talk about the mentor and peer-to-peer relationships. What have you seen that really makes these more likely to succeed?
I think that the people in our organization that live up to this value the best are those that take advantage of the people around them. Like you said in the previous episode, we have weekly calls, we have monthly education things, we have mentors that we set up, we have money that set aside for people to go to conferences. But the people who take advantage of those things, I think, live their best MedMan lives, right? They're on the phone with their mentors and they're learning more from them. They are on every weekly call and they're asking questions and they're engaged in a conversation and they're offering up ideas, whether they're the most experienced people or not. They're offering up their best solution and seeing how it hits the rest of the group. The people who set themselves up with better people around them is who I'm looking for. The ones that have an outside of the company mentor that they go to regularly because they've done that on their own proactively. These are the little things, you know, you don't have to do all of them, but that's what I'm looking for. And especially if we're in the middle of hiring for somebody, you know, they haven't been introduced to the MedMan network. They don't have those things already, but do they have a mentor that they've set up on their own? Do they have a group of people from college or from their previous job or from a chamber group or anything like that that they've organized and stay in contact with and pull ideas from? That's who I'm looking for as somebody who's going to then come in and take full advantage of what MedMan offers. Because we can do all the things you talked about in the last episode of what we do to promote intellectual curiosity. But if this person just doesn't live that value, they're not going to take advantage of it and they're not going to succeed, unfortunately. And so it's the pairing of both. It's the pairing of what MedMan promotes and the kind of person who's going to take advantage of it.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's kind of like looking at historical patterns to then apply to the future. Mm-hmm. And this should very well fall in our hiring practices. We should certainly insert that as a question. You know, what kind of peer group do you have? What are you doing? Who do you lean on in those situations that you just don't feel comfortable or you're getting pulled to something?
I think that would bring out some good information. We should try it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this might be a little weird, but I do have a pretty good friend named Google. And that is certainly, you know, sometimes it's a he, sometimes it's a she, sometimes it's a it. But I tell you what, it's a great friend that provides me a lot of context. And equally so, YouTube. I mean, you think about YouTube, you think about the people, not just like the platform, but the people you can connect with as far as learning and education. Ah, it's just so many cool stuff. Certainly there's more peers, but those are two of my favorites.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know, I think a perfect way to wrap this up is really sometimes it's easy to, let's rewind, sometimes it's hard to assess that, hey, these people are doing all these things. Sometimes it's easier to say, if someone's doing this, I know they're not doing that, right? So what is the opposite of intellectual curiosity or these traits or, you know, these symptoms? What's the opposite of that you see kind of tells you that a person might be off track?
Yeah. You know, I think we've hit on all these. And so it's a good place to summarize them. Do they not read or do they not have time? Like, that's one of the first things I look for as a red flag. Do they not have time to read, listen, consume information? Number two, do they have a hard time saying that I don't know, the I don't know phrase? Because that's probably one of the best flags, you know, or best signs of somebody who is intellectually curious is they'll say, I don't know, but I want to know, right? They follow it up. the opposite of that is dangerous, I think, because you know that somebody doesn't know it all, but if they never say, I don't know, how do you trust when they are saying that they know? I know that's a weird circular logic there, but it freaks me out when people don't come right. forward with something that they don't know about.
Right. It's impossible to know everything.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. If they don't have good people around them, every single one of us that's in a professional career has come across incredible people that we should be coming back to. If you've gone to college, if you've been in different organizations, there's always somebody that you should have grabbed onto and held close. And if you didn't, maybe you have other great traits, but this one isn't probably.
Shame on you.
Yeah.
You better work on it before you apply. Right. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Jesse, that's exactly that it. Exactly it. I'm giving everybody the script for what they should say when they're in our interviews. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I would think, Jay. I think that's your opposite, your anti-values. Those are your anti-values.
Awesome. Hey, Jesse, thanks for being a part of this. You know, we're trying something new. We're being a little intellectual curious here with diving into our values. And thanks so much for the conversation and allowing our listeners to understand a little bit more about how we operate and what we feel is most important. So thanks, man.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks, everybody.
And everyone listening, you know, before you get distracted, click that subscribe button so you can always stay updated on new content. We really, really hope you enjoyed our episode today. And again, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in to the Medical Management Podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's featured guest. For the show notes, transcripts, resources, and everything else MedMan does to help you level up, be sure to visit us at medman.com.